I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A recent study offers new evidence linking earthquakes in southern Colorado to oil and gas drilling in the area. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Burnell reports.
Researchers from the University of Colorado Boulder looked at more than 1,800 small magnitude earthquakes that took place between 2008 and 2010 in the Raton Basin, which stretches from Raton, New Mexico into Huerfano and Los Animas counties. They examined drilling in the area and found a causal link between earthquakes and wastewater injection, where water used in the drilling process is reinjected deep underground for disposal. Jenny Nakai is a PhD candidate in geophysics at Boulder. She led the study.
So it's that fundamental link between injection and earthquakes at depth that we're showing in this paper. So it seems like a simple sort of thing to show, but it has not been done in the past in this area.
Nakai says she hopes the study will increase public awareness of earthquake risk in the area and prompt industry and local government to look at possible mitigation measures. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
The Colorado Association for Recycling chose Colorado Springs for its pilot recycling program in efforts to help boost the state's recycling rates. A study by EcoCycle and the Colorado Public Interest Research Group shows only 12% of waste produced in Colorado is recycled, compared with the national average of 34%. Colorado Springs does not track recycling rates, but researchers estimate El Paso and Teller counties had some of the worst rates at 12%. This is 91.5 KRCC News.